There's been an increased attention again on mental health after the recent shooting of a man by Detroit police whose family members say that he was dealing with schizophrenia. That on top of mental health discussions involving kids and school. Joining us on the live line is psychiatrist Mukesh Lathia of the 2022 ICU Awards winning film Mentality. And thank you so much for joining us. Give us a brief synopsis of the film.
This film is talking about the mental illness, and like you just mentioned, so many people find themselves being incarcerated, and these are psychiatrically ill patients. So it is talking about that. It is talking about the intricacies of mental health system, the stigma of mental health system, and also very importantly, how to access the mental health system, because most people do not know how to access the mental health system. In the film, we are also talking about how the whole mental health system transitioned from the state hospitals to community care, and the community mental health centers, which are there in every county throughout the country. It talks about that. It also talks about the funding of mental health and also the difference between the private insurance and the federal funding.
You know, before the pandemic, mental health, there was a stigma associated with mental health, and it seems like that was one thing the pandemic did, is kind of lessen that. Do you agree with that?
It has not completely lessened, but people are realizing it more because of the worsening of depression and other psychiatric illnesses, mainly because we always tell, for example, the depressed patients to socialize, but this is the first time, you know, in our lifetime that we tell them not to socialize because of the COVID. So people are realizing it more that there is a mental illness out there. However, mentally ill patients actually, because of their lack of insight, they actually are getting COVID more and also having more morbidity and mortality from COVID. So that's something that we have to always consider. A lot of them don't get vaccinated because many of them live alone. Many of them don't have any support. Some have like paranoid schizophrenics, have some paranoia about the government's programs, including vaccination. So that's a very unfortunate thing.
Why was it important for you to make this film?
I've been practicing psychiatry for almost 30 years now, and this was my passion project. I always see that there's not only the stigma, but again, as I said before, people do not know how to access mental health at all. If someone has a 20-year-old son who suddenly becomes psychotic, parents don't know where to go. So hopefully this film educates people about how to access the mental health system, how to navigate, you know, the intricacies of mental health system, and how to make sure that your loved ones get the treatment that they deserve. And for example, just like what you mentioned, they do not end up in jail, and they end up in the mental health system or you know, some sort of a mental health program. Unfortunately, so many psychiatric patients, mentally ill patients are incarcerated. It is very disappointing that way.
Do you think your film has changed any attitudes?
We have received very good response, and that makes us very, very happy. We have received calls from the community mental health centers and other administrators and people who are in the mental health system about how it is educating people. You know, we won the quite a few awards at Spotlight Documentary Award and at the Central Michigan University. And now we won this ICU award. So I'm hoping this will be seen by a lot of community members to understand what the mental health system is all about. we are going to screen it here in Saginaw area at Saginaw Valley State University on 12th of November, and I would like it to be shown to as many people as possible. That's the whole idea of educating the community, not only about the stigma, but also how to access the system, how to navigate the intricacies of the system. And we are getting very positive feedback.
Is there, for people who are interested in seeing the film, or I know you mentioned in November, but is it online anywhere, or where can people find more information?
We are going to put it online pretty soon. It is right now making all the film festival rounds, but we will make sure that it is accessible to community at large. We are going to do it pretty soon. Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to speak to you again. We've been speaking to a psychiatrist, Mukesh Lathia, of the 2022 ICU award-winning film, Mentality.